Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I just need to get this off my chest, and it's an apology and it's a confession, and I'm just going to get it out there because I feel like if you're going to judge me, go ahead and judge me because I deserve it.
Is there a photo or something like that? Are you trying to get out in front of something?
Well, there's a photo. There is a photo.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Anna and Raven. Let me say this way. I don't like to judge other parents' parenting styles.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay. But the one thing I never approved of, and I always gave like that side eye, was when people had their kids on the leashes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, when they snap it back like a little poodle or something like that that's on the curb, and they just get out of there. Like when they're about to sniff poo somewhere. I mean, let's face it. Sometimes little kids do get into poo. You could just reel them in like a fish. Oh, that's great.
It was the last straw, Raven. My toddler, Dakota, 19 months, is nothing like my older daughter. She is Houdini. Like, my older daughter would, like, always be afraid of everything. And I would tell her things like, you're going to get kidnapped
right.
if you wander away from mommy.
I mean, we wonder where the fear came from.
Right.
But this one doesn't really carry
doesn't
that
care.
Fear.
So we're at Kohl's, and once again, she disappears. I didn't even take my eyes off her for half a second. And now I'm frantic. And if you're a parent and you've ever been in that situation.
Oh, that first moment.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, when you lose something that. Yeah, right.
And now I'm like, Dakota.
Right.
Dakota.
In a full panic.
Full panic.
Somebody call the authorities, lock the doors at the front. And, of course, she's probably just under, like, the coat rack.
Well, that's it. Kohl's is so crowded with clothes and everything that she thought it was funny. She was hiding in the clothes. But she does this all the time. She has no fear, this child.
So now you tied a rope around her waist.
I did it. I got a leash.
I love it. Is it so? Does she wear it like a vest? Is it like a utility belt, like you strap to like Batman? Or do you get her like a spiked collar that says Butch?
Well, at first I was talking to my older daughter, Hayden. And I told her, I go, you know, they've got these baby leashes. And Hayden was like, what? I go, there are these like leashes that you can put on little kids so that they can't wander away. She goes, I want to walk Dakota. Like a dog. And I was like, you know what? Maybe Dakota will like it. So I went on Amazon.
But maybe that's not okay. Do you not understand
that? I just ordered one. And it's cute. It's like a ladybug backpack.
Yeah, I mean, it's cute for the people walking behind her.
Right.
She can't see it. It's just the thing that she's chained to now.
Yep. It's like it buckles in the front like a harness.
Oh, right? No.
And then off the back of the cute little backpack, it's got the leash, so you can kind of guide her around.
Right.
And I used it over the weekend, and I got to say.
You're happy with the results?
Yes.
She still came home with you.
But so much judgment. Like, I see, and then I'm the mom that, like, I see everybody judging me, and I immediately feel like I have to explain myself.
Well, how long is this thing, right? Like, is it retractable, like 16 feet, like a dog's leash?
No.
Like, it gives them a little run?
It's about 5 feet. And with social distancing, it's very important right now. I've justified it in my head that way.
Right.
That because of social distancing, now I can
so
just pull
her back.
So you're
using the baby now as a lead.
Right. So as we're walking her on her little baby leash, the parents are giving me side eye, and I keep explaining. I go, she's really fast. She just takes off.
Right.
And they're looking at me, and I'm wondering, did I make the wrong decision by doing this?
Well, I would start with the terminology, all right? I mean, you're walking her. She's walking with you. All of a sudden, you've immediately domesticated her.
Except we have a rope now. 1-800-330-9999. Have you ever used these baby leashes? What do you think of them? And if you want to judge me, listen, I get it because I was one of those parents and I deserve it. What do you think? It's just one of those things that I said I would never, ever do as a parent. And here I am and I did it. And I feel so guilty about it because I judged parents that did this and now I'm one of them.
Let's talk about the moment that you actually hooked your daughter up to the leash. All right.
Yeah.
And then you first went out there walking. Like, I mean, at first you're just concentrating on whether or not she's actually walking with it. Right.
So, well, she took off running like she always does. It's Anna and Raven.
But then she got jerked back by the 5-footer.
So I said I would never put my child on a leash until I had my toddler, Dakota, who is basically, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like you look at her and then she just vanishes into thin air. Mm. And you're like, where'd she go?
Magic.
And she's fearless. So if she disappears, there's a 100% chance that she is jumping off a cliff.
Good.
Yep.
Oh, that's good.
Right. And she's trying to fly.
So
she's that kid.
I want to know for your heart's sake, like, because seeing it before, clearly you weren't in support of this, all right?
No.
But as soon as you hooked her up, knowing that these are the situations that you're faced with your daughter who will run off a cliff, apparently.
Yep.
How did it feel in your heart? Besides the side glances, did you secretly just go, "Yep, mastered that problem." Woo!
I didn't. I felt guilty about it.
I felt
guilty that I did it. I felt guilty that I would never do that with my older daughter, my first. And now here I am doing it with her. And I just feel like, I don't know.
How will you explain it to her when she's like 10? How will you explain it?
Mommy had to put you on a leash just like Doggy because you didn't really want to stay put. 1-800-330-9999. It's all right if you want to judge me. It's Anna and Raven. What do you think of the kid leashes?
I had the second child just like you, and he was the worst as far as getting away. But they didn't exist back then. And I'll tell you what, I would have loved to have him on a leash.
So what did you use instead? Was it the invisible fence with the shock collar?
No, he was like Houdini. I would be holding his hand 1 minute, the next minute he'd be gone.
It's like nothing I'd ever seen before. It's so crazy because my older was so much different. I feel like I don't understand what I'm doing wrong. I just close my eyes or I look away for a second and then she's gone.
Yeah, and the best place for them to hide is in the clothes rack at the store.
Yeah, and they think it's funny. They think it's hilarious.
I mean, if I could get away with it as a grown man, I would go in there and play four all the time if I could.
Mm-hmm. Just hide from your wife.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we checked on our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven. I put a picture of a little Dakota on the leash, my older daughter Hayden walking her. And Karen wrote, I had one for my nephew when he was a toddler, and we went hiking with my dad.
Nephew?
Yeah.
It's not even your kid.
No, nope. She's a collection for other kids.
So if the mom doesn't have one, but you have one.
Right. My dad was quote-unquote walking him, wasn't paying attention.
Oh, my gosh.
And my nephew walked right off a ridge. Huge drop, but he didn't drop too far.
Because of the leash.
Because of the leash. Because dangling. Just dangling leash.
I mean, what would you do if you found out that your babysitter was actually a dog walker? What would you do?
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What do you think of the leash?
Okay. I had 4 children under the age of 10 when I was young, and I would always keep them on the leash until they were at least 3. My oldest son wore it until he was 5 because he just thought it was fun.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
So if you convince your kids that they're cool, then they'll want to stay on them.
Imagine if you can keep your teenager on a leash.
Right.
What if I could get Hayden, my 11-year-old, to be down with that, like every single time that she wants to go to her friend's house? Like, I'm sorry, the leash doesn't reach that far.
I'm just thinking if I had 4 or 5, like I could hook them up to something and they could, like, you know, run me through the grocery store like it was Santa's sleigh.
Right, right.
I'd make that seem like the best game ever.
Like those Alaskan dogs, they could pull you on a sled.
Mush, mush. Imagine how much easier that would make it loading in on the beach a summer weekend, right?
1-800-330-9999. What do you think about this? Have you ever used these baby leashes before? And if you're against them, we want to hear about that too. Hypocritical. That's what I feel really guilty about it. I'm not going to lie.
Well, you can just repent and apologize for all the times that you said those nasty things.
I didn't say it. I just insinuated it.
You thought it.
It's Anna and Raven. Did you ever keep your kid on a leash? You know, like those, like the monkey on the back. Remember that with the tail? It used to be the leash, but now they've evolved. So now they're like little backpacks. And then, you know, you strap them to the front and they're little cute backpacks. But really what they are baby leashes. It's 100% what they are. My 11-year-old daughter, Hayden, was afraid of everything. Every fear I've ever had in myself, I've instilled in my 11-year-old.
Good. Perfect.
Yep. She's afraid of strangers. She's afraid of heights.
When you see that at 30, you're going to feel so guilty, I think.
I feel guilty about it now. Because at 11, I see it. I go, she's me. She has every fear I have.
Right.
But my toddler, Dakota, is like nothing I'd ever seen before. I take my eyes off her for a split second, and she's gone.
She runs.
She is fearless. Fearless. Full throttle running.
Right.
And all I could think, finally, I said to my older daughter, I go, I don't know what to do. I think I got to put her on a leash.
You got to reel this thing in somehow.
And sure enough,
right.
I bought a baby leash and I put her on it, even though I've always judged parents that did that. And I used to think to myself, why don't you control your kid? Why don't you pay attention to your kid? And here I am. I'm like, nope, no, I get it. I'm a jerk. You're right. I'm a jerk. I didn't see that.
Say that you have to break the spirit of a horse to make it a true racing champion.
It's true.
Right? So that's kind of what you've done, right? You've just broken it.
We asked on our Facebook page. You can search Anna on Raven. I posted a picture of Hayden, my older one, walking my little one on the leash.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Everything is wrong with this.
Not in the house. Only when we're in public.
Oh, perfect. Like, yeah, right. Even better.
I don't like tied to a tree, God forbid, or anything like that. And I said, like, what do you think about this? And if you want to judge me, like, go for it. I get it. Like, I kind of deserve it. And Tara wrote, sorry, but why did you cave? Those things are leashes for children. So not judging just how I feel about them, I have four kids and my youngest two are twins who would always go in opposite directions.
Dual leashes.
I swore I'd never use it and I didn't. I know.
Dual leashes. I never know how people can get those to work though, because how do you get the dogs to go in the same direction? Mm-hmm. Same thing with kids, man.
Yeah.
They each see their own things, all right?
Yeah.
Or you got to have an alpha and a beta.
Kathy Rowe, as long as you don't carry around a poop bag for her, don't worry about what people think. Oh, I do. It's her diaper bag.
I mean, it's the diaper bag.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Right.
It's her
you all carried a poop bag, so don't judge on that account.
Oh, man. Tony Rowe, he has two, a backpack and a wrist cord. It just depends on where we're going and how much freedom I want to give my daughter.
Right.
What?
You have the combination of the two. You can always get them to pull left.
Oh,
easy,
my
right?
Gosh. Yeah.
Just one tug on the hand wrist.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What do you think about the kid leashes?
I think it's awful. It's making your children look like a dog. I mean, children need to learn to stay safe and stay close. All these leashes are teaching your children is that that somebody or anybody or something will drag them if they get even just a little bit curious.
Yeah, and I'm okay with my kid knowing that. Like, it doesn't change all that much when you're an adult. Getting a little bit too far out of the line, you get tased, right? I mean, they tackle you anyways.
I understand, though, because even what she's saying is harsh to me. It's a lot of times what I thought is that, like, your kids should be able to, like, wander and have a little bit of mm-hmm. freedom until they keep wandering too far.
Right.
And then you just want to pull them right back.
And there's a city bus.
Right.
All right? Yeah. I mean, yeah. You've got to be careful. I mean, it would be wonderful if we had the room to roam and everybody was going to be just fine. But I don't have that much faith. I'll put something with Velcro around their wrist right now.
But I do appreciate it and you being honest with me. Hi, it's Anna on Raven. Go ahead. Give it to me. What do you think about the leash?
You know what, Anna? Don't let people judge you. Listen, when my son was little, I had to bring him to the hospital three times at least because he just kept severely scraping up his knees. He just was riding his bike and he got these terrible knee accidents. So I started making him wear knee pads. Everywhere we went, going to the Stop and Shop, knee pads. Got to wear them all the time, no matter what. So you may get some weird looks. Some people may judge you in their mind, but you know what? You're keeping your kid safe.
Yeah, but people thought your kid was Tony Hawk, like, in the making. My kid looks like it's being restrained by a rope, which is actually exactly what's happening.
Well, you know what? That may be true, and my kid loved the skateboard, but the fact is that you're doing what's best for your kid, no matter what. So that, regardless of what people think of you.
Well, thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.